Good morning. It's Wednesday, the 12th of March. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. A recent survey conducted by polling institute ILRES in collaboration with RTL has revealed a significant decline in trust in the United States among Luxembourg residents, alongside strong support for increased defence spending in the Grand Duchy. A staggering 80% of respondents stated the US is not or is no longer a trustworthy ally. The survey also revealed that 73% of respondents support Luxembourg increasing its defence spending, a figure nearly identical to recent polling in Germany. Prime Minister Luc Frieden met his counterparts from the Netherlands and Belgium yesterday. In a press conference with Bart De Wever and Dick Schoof, the three prime ministers confirmed they're planning joint investments in defence and stronger cross-border police work in the fight against crime and illegal migration. Today, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is on a working visit to Luxembourg. He also has an audience with the Grand Duke at the palace. The trial of a fatal knife attack that shocked Luxembourg in January 2023 began on Tuesday. The Luxembourg City Court is examining the events that led to the death of a man during a football training session in Esch-sur-Alzette. The main defendant is a youth coach accused of manslaughter, among other charges. A second defendant, the father of one of the players, is also standing trial. In world news, US officials are preparing for a trip to Moscow with the hope that Russia will agree to a 30-day ceasefire in the war with Ukraine. After 8 hours of talks in Saudi Arabia, Ukraine backed the proposal. President Zelensky described it as a positive step. 25% tariffs have come into force on all US steel and aluminium imports. Uncertainty over Trump's trade plans and worries that they could tip the world's biggest economy into a recession have roiled financial markets, with Wall Street indexes tumbling for a second straight day on Tuesday. Greenland's centre-right opposition party has won parliamentary elections according to preliminary results. One of the most important issues in the election campaign was the independence of Denmark, a debate that was relaunched by US President Trump, who would like Greenland to become part of the United States. And Luxembourg ranks as one of Europe's most expensive holiday destinations. French financial comparison platform HelloSafe has released its latest ranking of travel costs, revealing that tourists to the Grand Duchy can expect to spend an average of €169 per day, making it the fourth most costly European destination after Switzerland, France and Iceland. For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with the Football Champions League, Paris Saint-Germain held their nerve to beat Liverpool 4-1 on penalties and reach the Champions League quarter-finals, while Bayern Munich, Barcelona and Inter Milan also secured their spots in the last eight. Today, Atletico plays against Real Madrid. You can watch this game live on RTL Today at 9 p.m. Other matches include LSOC Lille versus Dortmund, Aston Villa take on Club Brugge and Arsenal are playing PSV Eindhoven. Seven people have gone on trial accused of homicide for their alleged roles in Diego Maradona's death 40 years ago. Maradona died aged 60 while recovering at home from brain surgery for a blood clot after decades battling cocaine and alcohol addictions. On trial are a neurosurgeon, a psychiatrist, a psychologist, a medical coordinator, a nursing coordinator, doctor and night nurse accused of being criminally negligent in the care they provided to the footballer in his final days. We're starting off with a strong cloud presence in the morning, which could subside momentarily after lunchtime. Be ready for a few periods of mild rain throughout. Temperatures are a bit lower today. We start at 1 to 3 degrees and go all the way to the 7 to 9 degree range as the maximum for the day.